May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. St. Francis of Assisi was an extraordinary man of God who carried the love of Christ in an amazing way. He gave away everything he had. He moved in signs and wonders everywhere he would go, transformed villages, and extraordinary person. There's a story told about him that one time he was passing through a small Italian village, and as he was just walking along, a peasant jumped out from behind a hedge and grabbed him by the arm and tugged on him and said to him, because they had heard of his reputation. It was a very poor place that had a lot of suffering going on, and he said, "Master, I pray thee, be as good as we think you are." That's just a powerful story to me. A man named F.B. Meyer, who was a great preacher, he was a Keswick speaker, a great conference, Keswick conference, move of God. He said, God's imperative is for the church is to be who you are. And who we are light bearers. That's why I had Bracken read that scripture. It says in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. But the Matthew 5:14 says that we're the light of the world. And we're the light of the world because who we are, for the church to be who we are, who we are is the body of Christ. You and I carry in us, and we're in union with the light of the world, Jesus. And we're called to shine. And you've heard me say this before, shining isn't an act, it's a fact. Our destiny is Christ-likeness. Now understand that I know there's a process of growing into experientially that, but Christ-likeness is not necessarily or so much an aspiration that we strive for as it is a fact that we adjust to. Now let me just say that again. Christ-likeness is not so much an aspiration that we strive for as it is a fact that we adjust to. Galatians 2:20 says that Christ, the risen Christ, is living, actively living in you right now. And Colossians chapter 3 says, for you have died, the person you used to be, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Now when Christ, who is your life, not could be your life, not might be your life, but Christ, who is your life, is manifested, revealed. You'll be revealed with him in glory. Jesus is alive in you now. Jesus wants to reveal himself through you now as the light of the world and release glory. Glory changes everything. Glory is the light. Jesus was in union with his Father. He was in the Father, and the Father was in him. And everywhere Jesus went, he revealed glory. He released glory. He released eternal life, which isn't life like lasts forever. It does last forever, but it's a quality of life. It's the life of heaven. Jesus was a manifestation of not just someone on the way to heaven, but heaven now having invaded earth. He carried the life of heaven. And everywhere he went, he released the life of heaven. He saw everything out of his union with his Father and only did those things he saw the Father doing, who he's in union with, and only said those things he heard the Father saying. And as he participated in that life, he gave away the love of God and the power of God at the bottom of human need. Over and over again, you see Christ ministering to the woman at the well who had been married 5 times, was living with a man, stopping in front of the crowd to unashamedly minister to and change the life of one woman caught in adultery. Over and over again, Jesus ministered to people at the bottom of human need. That was his ministry. Jesus never longed for big crowds or big ministries or big buildings or big congregations. He was just simply called to be the light of life to every person he came in contact with. to reveal the life and the likeness of the Father, the love of God. Jesus didn't just come. Remember, Jesus didn't just have sympathy for people who were in pain. It says that Jesus didn't just feel bad for the captives. Jesus came carrying not just the love of God, but the love of God that had with it. The love of God that Jesus carried also had with it the power of resurrection and redemption. He didn't just feel bad about somebody being captive. He set them free. He didn't just feel sorry for somebody who was blind. He gave them sight. He didn't just feel bad for somebody who was crippled. He caused them to walk. He didn't just have pity for somebody who had a broken heart. He healed their broken heart. That's who he came to be. That's who he was. That's who we're called to be. As the Father sent me, Jesus said, so send I you. You and I are the light of the world. And yet, somehow we think, I've said this recently, that what we're really fighting for more than anything else is to overcome in this world. How can we not let this world destroy us? How can we not let this world affect us? How can we not let this world keep me in sin, under sin's power? But at some point, we have to break out of that. Because even that desire for personal freedom can become a deception from the enemy. That's our only goal. That's something we're supposed to walk in. That's our inheritance. Jesus didn't just overcome in the world. It says he overcame the world. Jesus came to set us free so that we could be his arms and his hands and his eyes and his heart to bring freedom to other people. But if all we ever do is consume with our own personal freedom, how can we be an instrument of freedom in the lives of others? Yeah, I was just thinking about that this morning, Lord. I thought about that thing that story about St. Francis. Think about that. It's an amazing story. They had heard he was coming, and he just thought he was passing through. But he carried a reputation with him because God had so used him. And this guy just grabs him and says, Master, I pray thee, be as good as we think you are. You see, the world's looking for authenticity. Human authenticity is only found in Jesus. Jesus said he's the truth and he's the life. And only Christians carry the capacity to manifest the authenticity of God. We're called to be Christ-like people. We're called to carry the life of Christ into the world and to minister out, not for him, but in union with him, in love and power, starting at the bottom of human need. I pray that increasingly that the world, there's a place, I forget, it's in the Old Testament, it says basically that God is he is the desire of the nations. Every human being is desiring for Christ. They don't know it. They're longing for something. And they manifest that. The nonsense we saw, if you watched TV last night, the whole bombing, what is all that about? What would cause a person to be so cruel? It's out of a place of brokenness, desiring for God, but not knowing where to look. Desiring for personal emptiness to be met and thinking they find that in a zealous, murderous thing pleasing their understanding of God. But what if the church really began to be who we are, as good as they think we are, as good as the scripture says we are? Gandhi once said, he said, when I read the New Testament, if I could just ever find Christians were who Jesus said they were supposed to be, I would convert to Christianity. But he couldn't find authenticity. May we be as good as they hope we are, as they think we are, as the Scripture says we're supposed to be in Christ. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.